Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi guys, welcome to a new episode of
Real Wives in Radio.
I'm Dorothy.
And I'm Tanya.
And we got a lot to get to this episode. We're going to do a quick little catch up with Tanya because I saw you did this bomb photo shoot.
Okay, you saw one picture. We can't say it was bomb. You saw one picture with JJ's
like
iPhone or JJ's mobile phone, not a professional photo.
But it looked beautiful.
Thank you.
And then we have a guest today.
Yeah.
It's Dustin Nickerson. He is a comedian. He tours all across the country, and he's from San Diego. So we're going to pick his brain about a couple things.
Oh, I didn't know he was from San Diego.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. But let's get back to your photo shoot because, sis, where was this at?
So this was done last minute. I didn't even know if I wanted to take maternity photos because, you know, it took me a long time to actually show.
Yeah. So I mean, you and I were in the same boat. Like, we weren't sure if we were even going to do
this. Yeah, you too, right?
Yeah.
You did it, like, literally the week before, right?
Yeah,
you
had Bach.
Yeah. But I said when we were going to Sedona for our baby moon, we drove past the, like, sand dunes where near JJ's hometown, Brawley.
Yeah.
If you don't know where that's at, it's a very small town near El Centro. Probably sounds more familiar.
Yeah.
So I was like, that would be kind of cool to take pictures out there. It would be really pretty. And then I saw that they actually do take maternity photos out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I found a photographer in his hometown who did it for us. We took the day off. We had to be out there at 6:30 in the morning for sunrise photos, which is fine.
Yeah.
I work early mornings, right? No big
right.
deal for me, but, you know, for JJ it was a little hard.
Yeah.
And it was freezing and I was wearing like a piece of cloth. Like,
I didn't
even
think about that because one of the dresses you had on, your bump was showing.
Yeah. So, but we went out there and it was nice. I mean, it was beautiful. The sunlight, like from the sunrise, mm-hmm. was beautiful. It was just really cold, and I think my hair frizzed up, and because it was so early, I had to do my own makeup. And
girl,
you don't know. I don't know anything about makeup.
That's
I don't wear makeup, nothing. So,
you
know, just pray for me.
I mean, did you guys play Water Runs Dry?
Voice
to men.
When I told Dorothy that we were going to take photos in the sand dunes, that's the first thing she said. Boys to men, water runs dry.
Yeah. Do you remember that video that we were wearing all white?
I do.
You know, singing sad songs, being heartbroken about the water running dry out in the desert.
I thought of happy things when I was out there, Dorothy. Okay.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. But it was fun, and we'll see. I mean,
so when do we get to see these photos?
Hopefully in 2 weeks.
Okay.
She said 2 to 3 weeks. But I'm like, hopefully before the baby gets here, because I only got 4 more weeks. I'm 36 weeks in a day today, so.
Yeah. Well, you are terrible at taking compliments, so please just say thank you.
Thank you.
Because you looked amazing, and it looks, even though it was just a couple pictures from your iPhone and from JJ's phone, I thought you looked gorgeous, and you legit were glowing. Your dress was so beautiful and long. You wore two dresses. One was like a teal one. I was like, damn, sis.
I know, I got bumps all over the place. I got my booty's growing, my belly's growing, boobs are growing, like, for real.
So I was just like, damn, queen. Like, you really look like a queen. So
thank you
for being able to accept my compliment.
Yeah. I'm just going to say thank you, even though I want to say so many other things. You know how hard it is.
Yeah, and we took some photos this weekend, too.
Oh.
Or I should just say Baby Buck did.
Oh.
I took him to see Santa for the first time.
I saw him.
And it was, we took a whole little cousins, everything. Every year we do a Tran cousins photo. Last year, my nephew Griffin was like two. He was terrified of Santa. He jumped out of the picture. He didn't want to be in it. But this year he did so much better.
Good.
I think because we were like hyping up Santa and we're like, baby Buck's going to be in it. Show him like what a big boy you're going to be.
I
and,
love
you
that.
Know?
Yeah.
And so we did that. And just a pro tip to parents who want to take pictures with Santa at the mall, buy your reservation in advance because we just skipped that line.
Yeah.
It was so much better.
Fashion Valley, right?
Fashion Valley is what we did. I would say the one drawback of getting like the most expensive package is that they print them out there, but it's kind of a crappy printer. And so the pictures were super blurry, but they did give us like pretty much all of our digital copies. So I went home and I like touched them up a little bit in Lightroom and then I printed them at Costco and they look great.
They do. They look really good.
Yeah. So yeah. Either do the digital package where you only get 3 digital photos or pay the extra $10 and then, you know, throw away those prints that they gave you and then reprint your photo.
Wow. You're serious with the pro tips over here. I like it. Okay. I got to take notes for next year.
And little baby Buck did not cry.
He didn't. He looks like a doll. Like he just looks like, so he's so perfect. He is so freaking cute. He just looks like a doll. That's all I can say.
We were trying to get him to smile, but I think there was just so much going on in the flashes. He's just kind of like, what the F is going on, you know?
Yeah.
But he
still looked really cute.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So, but anyways, that is that. Yeah. Let's get to the real deal. Let's get to our guest of honor today, mm-hmm. Dustin Nickerson.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey. Also, your babies are the real deal, not me. Anyways, enough about our children and our families and our fulfilling lives. Let's get to this guy who definitely didn't shower for this interview. This is the real deal.
Yeah. Well, thanks for bringing your A game.
Like I said, this is my radio outfit right here. Yeah. No,
That's you're wearing the perfect thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Guess what? I didn't shower for this either.
And I just worked out. So I'm not even sure if I put deodorant on today. I'm not even going to lie. So we're good. Yeah.
We're just one smelly bunch.
I have noticed that since I don't like have a day job, like, you know, I have to shower before shows.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you want to be presentable before you get on stage. And this is my advertisement for my show this weekend. I will shower beforehand. And meaning that, like, you know, I take a shower later in the day. Mm-hmm, you know, it's usually sometime late afternoon, that kind of thing. And if I'm on the road, like, it's like right before the show. Meaning if I don't have a show,
Don't shower.
And I get around to like 5 or 6. I was like, well, I haven't showered. I mean, it'd be silly to shower now. I mean, it's almost dinner.
You only have
it's
a few
almost
more hours. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. I'm going to be in bed soon.
I'm a nighttime shower, though. I like to shower right before bed.
Oh, there you go.
Because then you like wash the dirt of the day off.
I have noticed you smelly in the mornings. I have noticed
thanks.
The smell. But that means you have confidence that your bed is clean.
Yeah.
I don't have that confidence.
Oh, yeah.
I don't. Whatever I'm doing at night, I don't think it sounds dirty. It is dirty, but not dirty in that way. I just, you know, they're always talking about the weird stuff, you know, at night you're shedding skin and eating spiders and, you know.
The things are crawling in your ears.
Grinding your jaw and all the weird stuff we do in the night. Drooling on your pillow. I'd like to rinse that off. Yeah. Before 6 p.m. my show tomorrow. What am I saying?
Where's your show tomorrow?
My show this weekend. I have a show here in San Diego that I'm promoting. At the Grandstand in Normal Heights at 8 p.m. this Saturday. What is that? The 14th?
The 14th, I should know because my husband's on it.
Your husband's on the show.
Right. You just told me this earlier today that your husband is going to be...
He's hosting that show.
Okay, and
I didn't even know he was hosting. Just had a spot.
No, he's hosting.
Way.
He's making money.
Hey, well, thanks for putting him on, Dustin. You know, Baby Buck thanks you for the formula.
Oh, Baby Buck.
Wait, where
fan.
Is the show again?
It's at the Grandstand. It's a new
in
venue.
Normal Heights.
Yeah. So, did it take over a place in Normal Heights?
I don't know what it was before that. But it's a guy who used to manage a comedy club in town, and so he's doing a mix of different kind of events, concerts, comedy nights, quinceañeras, all kinds of whatever you need.
Just
it's,
a venue.
It's a true event space.
Okay.
But he's got a cool stage and. You know, I like doing little independent stuff like that when we can, and the clubs said no. So
how long have you been doing comedy?
I've been doing comedy 8 years, I think.
8 years.
7 or 8, one of those, yeah.
And you're from San Diego?
Well, I'm from Seattle, but San Diego is home. We've been here almost that long, about 8 years. I guess it's 7 years comedy, 8 years in San Diego, and that's long enough that... And this is my comedy home. Like, this is where I started. I didn't do it up there. I, you know, I do shows up there a lot now. But as far as getting started in comedy, it all... And that kind of happens sometimes. Have you guys moved cities before?
No.
We're luckily, both, like... Which is crazy.
Yeah.
I know.
When you do, it is, like, this kind of start over. Like, because nobody knows you there.
Yeah.
And I always felt like stand-up was always something I wanted to do. But I felt like I was like... It would just be weird if I started it there, especially because when I started, you know, I was married with 2 kids and was 27.
Wow.
It'd be like, oh, so Dustin's doing open mics now?
Yeah.
But here I was a little more anonymous. So
definitely
been here long enough that this is, we love it here and our kids are in school here. We're not going anywhere. This is definitely home.
So who is we?
We is my wife and my three children, Joel, Gloria, and Claire. Mm. And I guess we would include my dad because he says he stays with us, but he stays with us 10 months out of the year. That's called living.
Yeah,
you
he lives
live
with, you.
With us.
Yeah.
Your home address is ours.
Yeah,
the
right?
government sends you paperwork to our house. That is, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
It sounds like the premise of a sitcom. You
absolutely.
Know?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
how you guys
yeah.
live.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what that was. Frasier, right? Didn't the dad live with him? Yeah, but there were no kids or anything. It is
Dustin. I don't know if you know this, but I'm Vietnamese and Tanya's Mexican, and Frasier is a very white show.
Yeah, never watched it. Heard
no?
great things. Heard great things. Never, I've never seen it. No.
That can't be. I mean, that's true of every 90s sitcom that wasn't Martin, though, right?
Yeah, that's true. And Martin, I did watch.
Martin's
I
did great. Watch
I Martin. Love
Martin. Absolutely.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yep, I mean, because yep. really, culturally, was it any different than Friends? I mean,
yeah, no.
all white
no.
cast, Seinfeld, Romano.
See, but Friends was like younger.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You know,
say,
like
yeah.
Frasier,
yeah,
I felt,
true.
Was just like, I mean, I can't relate to an old Kelsey Frasier, Grammer.
Frasier
you know?
Was a little highbrow, too.
Yeah.
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
set in Seattle.
Yeah,
yes. Oh, that's right, because you're from Seattle. Yeah.
So it was, it was a little on the highbrow side.
Yeah. So how did you decide, like, hey, I'm going to be a full-time comic. This is how I'm going to support my family.
Right.
Like, how did you come to that decision?
Right.
And wasn't that scary?
Well, you know, we're living meal to meal right now. So, no, I'm just kidding.
I was like, really?
So we really need this interview to help us a lot. No.
It's not a little awkward.
It's so funny, like, you know, with gigs like this and you guys get it, you're in the same world as
yeah.
I am of you know, there's people talk about like big like leaps of faith and, you know, betting on yourself
mm-hmm.
and all that Gary Vee stuff, and you're like, yeah, there's an element of that, but also it was just like I just worked really hard at two jobs for like 5-6 years so mm-hmm. that it was calculated
mm-hmm.
where, you know, I remember someone said like you don't want to make the jump to full time unless you have 6 months in the bank and 6 months on the books. You know, like, so you know you've got, like, a year buffer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if everything dries up, the lights stay on and everybody eats for at least a year. And so that's what it was. I mean, when I was working at the rec center, you know, the San Diego Croc Center, I worked there for, you know, 5 years. You know, there was tons of, I would just go on the weekends and I would fly in. I had to be to work at noon on Mondays because I would close on Monday. So almost every Monday for like 2 or 3 years, I would be coming off of a flight from the East Coast
wow.
or somewhere, and just I was showering in the morning back then and
showering
go to
work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a lot of that, and you know, going in at 6 so I could leave at 3 and drive up to LA and do spots. Like there's just a lot of that kind of stuff for a long time, and you know it. Comedy is like a lot of careers where it tells you how it's going along the way. You know, you're getting more spots, you're getting funnier, you're getting more money, you're getting, you know, that kind of, I mean, it's not always that calculated, but you know, it was by the time that we did it, my whole stance was I was going to work both jobs until I couldn't do that other job.
Mm-hmm.
And that other job was kind of like, hey, you're leaving a lot.
Yeah,
so it was time to make the transition.
Yeah, that was just kind of your sign.
Yeah, 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 exactly. And that would have been 2 years ago. So I've been doing it full time for about
great.
2 years. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And I'm sure there's been a lot of peaks and valleys.
Totally.
So like you said, your job, it pretty much tells you when you're doing good, when you're not doing good.
Right.
What about when you're not doing good
right.
in those times? Like, what? I don't know. I mean, was there a panic that set in? Or?
Oh, I'm in a constant state of panic.
Oh, man.
Is there a panic?
Yeah.
Always. Yeah, I mean, there's so many things that you can't control.
Yeah.
Like that, there, you know, there's so many gatekeepers in industries like this, in any job that,
mm-hmm.
like, I think it's taught me to just focus on the things that I can focus on, which is, you know, when things go bad, whether it's a set or whether it's an opportunity or, you know, I always say, like, or somebody says no to a TV thing or a booking or something like that, I always say, like, all I can do is my next set. That's all
yeah.
I can do is
yeah.
just get on stage. So, you know, I have, you know, a couple years ago, the worst bomb of my career. I was literally booed off stage, and all I could do was go back on stage the next night.
Yeah.
And I do two spots the next night, and that's
mm-hmm.
all you can do. It's
right.
like, you know, just
move forward.
Just go do your next thing. Keep writing. And I'm trying to focus more on those things that you can't control. Like I can control how hard I work and, you know, like and focus on being as funny as I can
yeah.
and grabbing fans and these
yeah.
guys, fan engagement, stuff like that, stuff that I can control, not sitting around and waiting for someone to give me a big opportunity,
totally.
You know,
yeah.
like, 'cause that stuff's out of your control.
Well,
yeah.
And I mean, for us being in radio, like we don't know how well we do until until we see ratings come out like a month later.
A month. Wow. You know? Yeah.
And for you, it's like instantaneous, like, oh, I just murdered.
Yeah,
that
yeah, yeah,
set.
Yeah. You get the immediate payoff.
Right.
That's
or
nice.
It's like,
yeah.
Oh my God, I just bombed in. Yeah. You know, like I can't even imagine. Yeah. Like, that. Like, how does that? It doesn't mess with your head.
Yeah. You at a certain point you have bombed enough and that you like you can, you hate it, and but you also know like okay, there's a ton to take away from this. Mm-hmm. Why did I bomb? You know, is this, you know, it's constantly bringing back you to back to reality. I mean, yeah. And huge stars bomb. A year ago, remember that video with Tiffany Haddish?
Oh, yeah. Like, she was super drunk.
Yeah. And it just happens. Yeah, like, right. There's just sometimes crowds aren't feeling you and you're not feeling your, and it can be a million things, you know, under your control. And then also, like, sometimes just as hard is coming down off of that crush. Like, when you have a monster set and, mm-hmm. and then you just go back to your hotel room and you're like, all right, well, there's this there, you know, like, yeah, I still gotta, you go back and you FaceTime with your family to, you know, be attached to reality. But to your thing with the opportunities, I mean, I just had like a massive tour that I was going to be on opening, like for a big comedian, get canceled. Like it got like, it was like 40 dates, oof, literally a third of like my income gone.
Yeah. In, like, I'm sure you were depending on that.
Yeah. And a phone call. And I was like, oh, that is significant, you know, and that's kind of like what you're saying, like, but that's like good because, okay. Well, it's not good. but it is. It reminds it like that kind of stuff, like guaranteed work, like that makes you like fat and dissatisfied and content. And then now there's this like, okay, this hungry, the same stuff that you have when you started. Whenever you start a thing like this, and you guys know that, it's like you. It's just you. And you got to outwork everybody, and you're staying up late, and you're working, and you're doing as many sets as you can, and you're doing whatever it may be, and you're networking, and you're doing all that kind of stuff. And then something like this happens, and it wasn't even that far away. You're like, all right, well, it's good to be hungry again.
Yeah. I mean, figuratively and literally.
Absolutely.
Right.
Hey, do you guys know about, have you heard about fasting? It's really popular right now.
It's called intermittent fasting.
I would highly recommend it. We're going to do it for 20 hours a day. Everybody gets three crackers a night.
Can you imagine telling your kids that? They're like, what?
Yeah.
Dad?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, just, I don't know you like Dorothy does. So I'm just curious. So when you said you started your comedy career at 27.
Mm-hmm.
And you had kids at the time?
Two kids.
You had two kids at the time.
Mm-hmm.
How was that for you to kind of, did you feel like you're starting over, you were starting something new, right?
No, because I still had a job and it wasn't like, hey, honey, it was very gradual, like going from, even though I knew it's what I wanted to do immediately, it was very gradual from like, this is just a thing that I do to like, this is the thing that I do. You know, you know, you start doing open mics and, you know, where Steven's at is a very good example of that, like of where you're just like, okay, well, Steven started, what, a few years ago, started open mics, started getting some bookings. Now he's getting more regular work. Now every once in a while gets a paid work. Every once in a while gets a road opportunity. Yeah. And it just kind of starts to progress and progress and progress.
How was that? I mean, how was it for Mel and you guys, like your relationship, your dynamic when you just went full time?
Yeah.
And, you know.
Well, the divorce is processing. And it's very hard. It's an incredible amount of sacrifice.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, absolutely. It puts a strain. But, you know, as was on an episode of my podcast that came out today, Don't Make Me Come Back There. Somebody was a friend of mine who's been touring like this for like 15 years. He was talking about like, his name's Tim Hawkins. He's talking about like the the myth of balance. Mm-hmm. Everyone's like, oh, you gotta have that work life, you know, home balance. It's like, there's no such thing. There's no such thing. Because when you are in your work, there's no balancing. You're giving 100% to that thing.
Yeah.
Like, there's
yeah.
no, when you're in your work, they don't exist because right. you're not, there's no balance, you know? And when you have passion career type things like this that take you on the road, like, you know, people will say, how do you have balance? Like, I'm in Oklahoma right now.
Yeah. yeah.
There's no, it's what it's about is in the moments that you have, fully investing into those moments and making okay. the most of those things, and understanding that you know, of course there's sacrifices, but there are sacrifices. What I tell myself, and you know, always kind of remind people of, like, there are so many people who have normal jobs and bad marriages.
Oh yeah,
you
that's
know?
Absolutely.
Like, yes.
It's
yeah.
and it's one's not, you know, like people who their marriages and their families fall apart because of comedy. It would have happened without comedy. You know, like
true.
They just use it
true.
As an excuse.
True.
It definitely puts a strain on it. But yeah. You know, there's a lot of people working 9 to 5 that.
Well, you oh, and yeah. Mel, you guys got married young, right?
Yeah, really young.
How old
19.
Were you guys?
I was 19. She was 20.
19.
Right.
Yeah.
What were you doing when you were 19, Todd?
I was a hot mess. I was in TJ, probably on the floor somewhere. Like,
no, I thought you were gonna say I was a hoe.
Yeah,
well,
you know,
well
yeah.
that's another podcast,
yeah,
but
no.
you know.
It sounded like hoe the way it was. I was a hot. Okay.
Yeah, that's no, for but, another time. But oh my gosh, 19.
Yeah.
19 and 20. So how long have you guys been married?
15 years.
15 years.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm going on. I just completed
yeah.
like it was like
yeah.
a.
Yeah, so 15
yeah.
years.
Completed, like we're done. Yeah. Four, we did it. We're finished. We're all done.
15
oh
years,
gosh.
3 kids.
3 kids, 15
How
years.
How
yeah.
do you guys keep that spark alive?
Because
that's tough.
Yeah.
I mean, on top
alcohol
of
alcohol is one of them.
Our
kids, I think, already get this. Like, we talk about, like, just the marriage is so much more. The relationship, I don't even talk about the marriage. Like, me and Mel are more important than, like, us and the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they hopefully they get that, and that's good for them. Like, oh, no, our parents really like each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, last night, you know, we're at your place. Melissa gets the kids roughly down. My dad stays with us, and she's like, okay, I'm leaving. You know, we go out. We have food. We have a drink. Those kind of things. We you know, we go on. If we have an opportunity to go on trips, or we bring them out on the road with us, or, you know, it's not to like prioritize it on, like, you know, like vacations and trips and those kind
right.
of things. But that what the those are like a byproduct of just like a priority. Like, it's the priority.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all the relationships that we have, including our relationships with our kids, are like totally secondary to.
To your relationship,
to me
you
and Melissa.
Mel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, it's the joke that I said, like, of everyone around, she's the only one that I chose. I just happened to get these three, and my dad happened to give birth to, well, you know, help give birth to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there's none of them. That's the only one that I volunteered for,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
so she's definitely the priority.
So was it always that way?
I would say that, you know, like, of course there's like, I would say that the strains that have always been put on our, that have been put on our relationship have almost always been external things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like, we lost a home, like when the market crashed.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a lot of fights. That's a lot of stress.
Yeah.
That's not about us not loving each other.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm.
That's about mm-hmm. we're broke.
Yeah, yeah,
we
yeah.
just lost a home, you know,
yeah,
like stuff
yeah, yeah.
like that. Or, health issues in the family or
yeah.
like, you know, extenuating family circumstances. I don't know if you guys feel that, but man, when like something drama's happening with my parents or her
oh,
parents
totally. Mm-hmm.
Oh, or like right now it's stuff with kids, you're just like, okay, this is, and I think that kind of points to what I'm saying of like, okay, well, if like the relationship has to kind of exist above all of those things, like almost like it kind of floats above these
yeah.
things, and you know, like, these things will shoot up every once in a while like shrapnel, you know,
yeah.
and can cause some damage. But, yeah, I mean, I would say, you know, in a lot of ways, what I enjoy about like marriage is that just idea of emotionally like growing closer to somebody over of just like a connection, like a oneness of like you just
growing with someone.
It's like you are the same person or you're not the same person because that's lame. Wait. But like, but you exist together as this entity that like loves together and lives together and just kind of walks through life together and like, you know, their flaws and they know, and you kind of start to love their flaws and you know, like it's a, I mean, of course there's still
you're
huge.
John Legend's all of me right
now.
All right. You're getting a little deep. My eyes are getting a little watery. 36 weeks pregnant here. I think you're really like hitting a soft spot for me right now because we're about to have our first kid. JJ and I are so solid. We're so solid. We're such a team. Like, we're life partners. Like, we're just good together.
Right.
And it's just scaring me a little bit, bringing someone else into the relationship, you know?
Firstborn is one of those extenuated, ultimate shrapnel.
So, I mean, like, I strive for that, to remember that, you know, that that's, I hate to say it, but, like, that's, priority, kind of, sort of.
Well, and you'll have to like communicate your needs to him, and like, and the nicest way you can, which is not gonna be nice. And also, like, you just have to understand, like, as the dad in a lot of those situations, like, you're pure support, and like, it's not about you in any way anymore. Like, you just, you're like, well, you know, I don't feel like I'm getting the amount of attention. Well, you're not a newborn baby. You're not hanging on for dear life. There's a lot of, you guys know, you guys just went through it. And Steven's like, so whiny. You know, he's such an emotional little girl.
Two babies out. But no, but honestly, like, thinking back about it, just listening to you talk and describe it, there are definitely, Steven and I have gotten into fights.
Huge fights.
And it's really like, the bottom of it is just, you know, we're not seeing, we're not having that connection. There have been a couple of weeks where it's like, dude, something feels off. And you know what? When we broke it down, it's like, I really got upset about how you dealt with this situation with the baby. And if you had done it this way, then it would have been better. You know? And it's, I never realized that we were going through that.
Well, and also, like, as is, like, you like are going through massive biological things that are totally outside of your control, like, and that's like, you know, I was like a child when we had our child, and but it, by the second or third, we, I kind of start to understand a little more. Like, I remember Melissa, before we had our first kid, had like a full on panic attack, like, in the car, and I was like, what is, and what is happening right now? Like, I don't know how to handle these things. And you know, you just look at it, it's like, well, yeah, it's an extenuating circumstance. There's a lot of stress involved. There's biological stress. You are uncomfortable. You can't sleep. Melissa, by the end of our third child, was sleeping in an inner tube, like, putting her she would put her belly in, because
so Melissa, she could lay on her stomach.
Melissa sleeps on her stomach, so she would put the belly in the inner tube.
That's a great idea.
I'm just like imagining, and his wife Melissa is like a tiny little thing, so I could just only imagine her with a big bump with her face down.
It was just all bump. She looked like when you see like a snake, like a really ambitious snake that like swallows something it shouldn't, you know, just and then it's just met. You know, you'll like, I remember when we had our second, Gloria, like, we had we were having like some throwdown in the kitchen, you know, she was like a week old or whatever, and I was like, I was like, thought I was doing a good job with everything. I thought I had kind of removed myself from the situation, and she came in, you know, guns a-blazing over something. Who knows what it was? And I just like done the dishes, you know, which is so funny because like, as like a dude, you're looking I did the dishes. Like, cool, you helped out.
Awesome. My gosh.
You're always looking for points. And she, like, I don't remember, but the fight ended with her, like, yelling at me, like, there's nothing you can do to make me happy right now.
Oh, my gosh.
That's like, okay, I gotta walk away.
But it's the realest, that's what I'm saying, like, that honest community. It was a relief to me. I was like, well, I'll just stop trying. That's fine. I'll just do what I think I should do. But, you know, you enjoy
that. Like, how has it, I mean, having kids and stuff, how has that affected your guys' sex life?
Because
there are times, I mean, sorry, Steven, he hasn't been getting any. I've been doing it like once a month.
Okay.
I know, he's been sending me all these like late night texts. Why am I getting texts from Steven? You up? Jeez, bottom of the barrel, Steven.
That's so funny. That's another fear of mine, too. Yeah, I'm like, how is that going to change for us? Is it going to change for us?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yes. Well, of course, at first. Yeah. Everything gets wrecked at first. Yeah. It's not even an option for a while. Like, that's one of the biggest, like, because you, I mean, this is fresh for you, Dorothy,
yeah.
Right? Because Bach's how old? Bach?
He's 4 months.
I'm good at saying Bach,
he
by
is
the
very
way.
Good at, you are very good at
it. It's back of the throat.
Yeah.
You know, you got to get there.
I haven't gone there
Speaking
yet.
Of sex life. Sorry. Oh, sorry. 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 It's oh, inappropriate. Gosh. It's inappropriate.
Okay. Wow. So.
How red am I?
Super red.
Purple.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was such an innocent joke too.
I know. I didn't
that's
think
my
it out.
Yeah. Hey, that's my version of a dirty joke. Yeah. Well, that's like the first like because that baby like just,
yeah you gotta wait 6 weeks.
That baby and
know?
That baby does not care about your schedule.
Right.
Does not care about your plans. Does not care about your night out. Does not care about you know mm-hmm. any of it. I mean. Our kids are older now, and this is what I would tell anyone who has newborns, like, just it'll get better.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
In regards to that in particular, like,
yeah.
It'll get better. It'll be a challenge for a while because, like you said, there's an actual timeline
yeah.
that you can't. And then when you do, it's not what it was, you know,
yeah.
it's not what made the baby, you know. You wouldn't what's happening there would not produce another child.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It doesn't have the
like,
spunk to it.
It's like, all right, I'm just doing it to do it so he can get off my back.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. And that's
it?
What you want to hear as a man.
Hold up now.
Yeah. Yeah.
You gotta get yours too.
Yeah, yeah,
I know. But so like, you know, as a new mom, like my body's not like I'm not a celebrity. I don't have like that type of snapback where it's like, okay, sis, you how you are before you got even pregnant, you know? And
yeah.
So like there's a lot of hormonal things going on in my head, like a lot of it has nothing to do with Steven,
yeah.
but it has everything to do with me and
yeah.
how I'm feeling, like if I'm tired or if I'm just not feeling sexy, if I'm feeling frumpy and like fat, like, you know, there's all those things that just kind of
some of that,
that
just
I
seems like
yeah.
just like old like primal biological stuff though, like, you know, like the you know that passion is rooted in us
right.
to make babies,
right?
And your body's like, hey, I made a baby,
yeah
I did the thing,
yeah
and now I'm caring for the thing that
yeah.
I made, like that's been accomplished, now give me a minute.
let me gather my things again,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah. Meanwhile, Steven, you know, is out there hunting and gathering.
You up? But you know, so it, and, but then there are times when it's like, okay, like I am ready to go, you know. So I don't know. I feel kind of bad.
I
for
do
him,
remember
but.
That actually. I do remember there were some like I would say that there were both times, and you know, Melissa would be red in the face because she's so modest, talking about this. That it was a green light or a stop sign. Like
yeah.
there was nothing in between. Actually, no, it was like a wide open freeway or this freeway is closed, like for construction.
Not even one-way
yeah,
traffic.
Yeah, yeah. Just standing there with a middle finger. Just don't even. But yeah, there were a couple times where it was like more into me and all of it than ever before, and
yeah.
maybe unmatched since. Because you like, yeah. Your bodies are insane.
Yeah.
That's what that is. There's a lot of different stuff going on there.
Yeah,
so.
I feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can only speak on behalf of the dude, and I would just say, don't be pushy. Wait, it gets better. Like you're not gonna, you know, it's just not the time where that's gonna be the big priority.
Yeah,
you
right.
know, because you just had a baby.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, don't be pushy, and you know. It'll come.
Make sure my husband listens to this.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
And don't count the days that it's been. Not
saying
that Steven has.
Oh, Steven. Don't count the days.
Right. Not saying that
yeah.
Steven has.
Well, Steven can.
Wow, you went there right now.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure you were looking at me like I was Steven. And you're
yeah,
talking
I would
to me.
Feel,
I saw that.
Tell Steven just to edit the podcast, all right? Just to get all that. Do some push-ups and edit the podcast.
Man, that was
no,
good.
My poor husband.
That was good.
No, don't poor husband. Don't.
Oh.
I would say any amount of like sympathy that is shown towards male is unwarranted and unnecessary. just tell him to relax for a little bit.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. Yeah. You know, like it's such like a dude selfish thing. What about me and my needs?
Yeah.
Shut up. You just, there's a new human life in the home.
Yeah. God, I love you.
We need
to
care for it. Yeah, this is third kid, by the way. This is third kid.
After first kid, let's talk to Dustin back then. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah, no. I'm pretty sure I had a calendar. Oh, another X?
Mm. Yeah, like that,
I was hoping for an O here.
You know, like that spreadsheet that guy that went viral a few years ago?
Oh, yeah.
Like every time he asked his wife for sex, he wrote down the date. He wrote down yes or no and then her reason why. And then he gave it to her over like, you know, a 6-month period.
Yeah.
Do you remember
that? That's amazing.
You never saw that?
No.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
I would, not that Steven and I have serious conversations, so he's going to have to listen to this through this, or to any guy. I mean, again, I can only, if I were to, I could never write a marriage book. I could just tell you how to be married to my wife. Like, that's what I, most of our, all physical stuff, you know, for Melissa is driven emotionally anyways. Mm-hmm. Like, if Melissa wants to make love, wants to have sex, like it's all driven from an emotional connection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Meaning that if you are emotionally supportive over this time, this will be better for you long term. And you don't want to be looked at as like a chore or a burden who's just like coming in the room breathing heavy with your spreadsheet out.
You guys, I don't want to like be too hard on Steven because he doesn't do that.
No.
You know, he's a good guy, but.
Yeah.
I'm trying to prevent a fight right now.
I'm not gonna let it. Yeah, I'm not gonna let him off the hook. Come here and talk about it this Saturday at the grandstand at 8 p.m.
Oh my gosh, this is good. Okay, the grandstand in Normal Heights.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
this Saturday the 14th.
Normal Heights-ish.
Yeah, so show starts at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
How much are tickets?
$15.
$15, and also every week. Speaking of Steven and Dustin, they do a podcast called Don't Make Me Come Back There.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
A funny podcast about parenting life, pretty much the male version of us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was listening just now, actually, and you guys were trying to figure out, well, Steven thought he knew how to say seeds in Spanish.
Oh, yeah,
it's semillas, okay?
Semillas, not seeds
or whatever
Steven
he was saying. I don't know what he was saying. Like,
Steven
about?
Is so silly on that podcast. He makes me laugh so much. Yeah.
It's a good podcast.
Yeah, new episodes every Tuesday, so. Yeah. Make sure you guys check that out. Mm-hmm. Download it while you subscribe and download to us. Do it for them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And go see Dustin because his stand-up is, and I'm not just saying this because you're my friend. I thought your stand-up was hilarious before I even knew you.
That's nice. That's very nice. I don't know if it's genuine, but I'll receive it either way.
I can tell it's genuine. Yeah, and you're great on the show, on this podcast too. Thank you for that life advice.
Oh, yeah.
Marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Sex,
and Dustin, how can everybody follow you on social media?
At Dustin Nickerson. Dustin Nickerson, Nickerson. You can go see. I don't. Where are you? Are your listeners mostly here in San Diego?
Yeah. Most of them.
And if you get abroad, then DustinNickerson.com for other shows and stuff like that.
Okay.
I thought you said Raleigh earlier when you were talking about.
Raleigh.
And I was like, oh, Raleigh. People know that city. I'm headlining there in February. Do you get some Raleigh listeners? Raleigh Improv? No.
We might.
Oh, Brawley.
Out there Brawley. Yeah, no one knows about Brawley.
No.
And
no.
Now I'm gonna get all the hate
it's
mail.
Not good
I know
when
it.
Alpine's your near big city. That's not a good sign. Oh, we got to go into town.
No, that's so sad.
You got to go to the dollar store in Raleigh.
Yeah. Brawley.
Brawley.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Dorothy, where can we find you?
At Dorothy on air, and then you can listen to me Monday through Fridays, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Kixie 96.5.
Yeah, and you can find me on Instagram at I'm Tanya Gonzalez, and I'm with John and Tammy in the morning from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 103.7 KSON. Almost forgot about that. Whoops. And I have a job when I come back from maternity leave.
Yes. Thank you guys so much. And have a great week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.